retail sales in the U.S. fell for a third consecutive month in February, and for an economy that's been increasingly consumer-driven in recent years, that could be an alarming statistic. And worries that a recession is on the horizon is also creating tension. But the unemployment rate is low, and as a whole, the economy continues to grow. So how close an eye should we be keeping on those retail sales figures? With me to talk about it is Donna Hitcherich, a faculty member in finance at the Columbia University Business School. Donna, what does this retail slowdown say to you?
I think it's just another storm cloud on the horizon. But at the point we're at now, we haven't had enough storm clouds to cause any kind of precipitation. But people are certainly on the lookout for these things, put them in the back of their mind and say, once things aggregate to a certain amount, maybe we'll see some change in the forward trajectory. But right now, things seem to be moving forward.
Well, what's your take on this consumer-driven economy? What are some of the positives or potential negatives of that? How much we lean on the consumer sector?
We've been leaning on the consumer sector for a while, so I think it's hard to sort of step backwards. I think that's where we are. We are a consumer society. We have been for quite some time. There's talk of, you know, sort of bringing manufacturing back, but where we are now, I mean, one needs only look at their neighbors' front doors to see all the Amazon boxes that are that are lined up, and to watch the U.S. Postal Service go by with Amazon boxes in their truck. I mean, people buy things, and you know, at a pretty good clip. And that's where we are. We are a consumer-based society at the current time.
You referenced Amazon, and Amazon has been a dominant player in this for a while. Now we're seeing, you know, we've seen closings of all sorts of stores, Sears and Kmart, and now Toys R Us is going to close all its stores. Are we going to just basically rely on online sales for most things? Are we going to, is this sort of the end of the big box era?
I think the big box era's death has been called many times, a little bit prematurely. I think people still like to get out and shop. I do think there's a convenience factor of going online. And to the extent online can solve the logistics problem in terms of cost of delivery and not lose money on packages, I think things are certainly moving that way. However, people still like to go out and touch and feel and see things. So I think for the big box, rather than calling it death, I would say they get a lot smarter in terms of managing their inventory. I don't know about you, but I've gone to many stores and things seem to be out of stock more because I think people are doing a much better job at just-in-time inventory management. So you get online at a big box retailer, take Best Buy, for example. You can look it up online, and then there's a little box saying all the places that you can actually pick up the product or pick it up in the next day. So logistics for online is an issue that they're still trying to get their arms around to increase the profitability. So I don't think big boxes, physical retail, is dead this 5 minutes anyway.
So we mentioned consumer-driven economy. So a big phrase that we hear so often because it's vital is consumer confidence. How do you measure it in terms of where we're at based on the fact we've seen growth for a huge number of years, even if some people didn't feel like we were in a great recovery? If you look at the numbers, we have been in for a long time at this point. It's not that far from a decade at this point. So consumer confidence, how much has consumer confidence driven that, and how much can consumer confidence bring it to a halt?
I think it really is. We've been going. I think momentum is a big thing. And since it has been going on for a while, I don't know that it comes to a complete and crashing halt. It might be a little slower. I don't know specifically, but I would suspect, you know, you've got, it's like a truck, right? I mean, it's not a Volkswagen moving down the highway. It's a semi. And, you know, what's going to bring that to a stop? I don't know. But it's probably going to be something a lot bigger than it's going to have to cause the Volkswagen to stop.
And do you think consumer confidence, is it more driven by actual numbers, or is the average consumer just sort of get a vibe that, well, maybe I'm seeing that my place of business is laying people off, or I'm seeing that things are doing this or that?
Anecdotally, I would say it's how people feel. My experience is that of, you know, working with large companies and mergers and acquisitions. And so just let's take that space for a moment. When you see one deal, you see a bunch of deals in a particular space. You know, deals beget deals. So I do think, although I don't have any specific research I can point to, that it really is more of a vibe. You're seeing what's going on. How do you feel? How do other people feel? And it's sort of an economy, a market-driven sense rather than sort of an individual-driven sense.
There have been reports of some who are concerned that, you know, a recession might be on the horizon. Part of that is just because we've had more of an upward cycle for such a stretch. Is there a recession comment you would have in there, the idea that it's something that people are always worried about because it is so cyclical?
I don't think people are worried till they're worried.
Okay.
You know, I think the way I think these things work is I like that pickup sticks game, right? I mean, you knew you shouldn't have moved the orange stick, and when you do, they all come crashing down. You always say the same thing. I knew I shouldn't have touched that one, right? But it's always in the rearview mirror, I think. I think it's very difficult to look forward. I think another complicating factor is the much more interconnectedness that we have now in the global economy than we ever had before. I think the real key is really thinking about this as as anything else, right? I mean, I dealt with large companies doing mergers and acquisitions, but everything's local at the end of the day. It's all about the confidence. Do people feel willing to step forward, and how long are they going to continue to step forward? And we can rationalize a lot, you know. People keep stepping forward, I think, in spite of a lot of different things that might have given people pause in the past, but it's going to be hard to tell exactly when it stops.
Donna Hitchrich is a faculty member in finance at the Columbia University Business School.